This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. People will gather across the street from the Capitol tomorrow to raise awareness about the skyrocketing number of fentanyl deaths in Colorado. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
Families affected by fentanyl poisonings and overdoses will come together to speak out about the drug on Sunday, along with law enforcement and prosecutors. Tammy Gottsiegen lost her son Braden in 2019.
I know that Braden wants to be remembered by how he lived, not how he died. And it was one pill that took this huge life away from so many people.
Law enforcement is trying to crack down on the drug. They confiscated more fentanyl by May of this year than they had in all of 2021. Still, Colorado ranked second in the country for the increase in deaths last year. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Colorado's unemployment rate is now the lowest since the pandemic started. It was 3.3% in July, according to federal labor statistics, and that's lower than the national unemployment rate of 3.5%. Colorado ranks near the middle when compared to other states. And the Denver Broncos preseason continues today. They're on the road against the Buffalo Bills. But quarterback Russell Wilson is not expected to make his Broncos debut. Instead, backup quarterbacks will once again take the spotlight. The Bills say they're going to play their starters, including star quarterback Josh Allen. Kickoff is at 11 a.m. Cooler temperatures across the state today. This is CPR News and KRCC.